Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, October 17th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council.
As the pandemic encourages more internet-based commerce in many countries, labor organizations are warning about the business practices of Amazon.
Here's the latest global news from Radio Labor.
This comes as it was announced that Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, is soon to become the world's first trillionaire. In a webinar organized by the Trades Union Congress in the UK, the General Secretary of Uni Global Union, Christy Hoffman, described Amazon's predatory business practices and how it treats its workers.
Amazon has an unfair advantage, doesn't pay taxes. Now, we already know the incredibly grueling pace of work in the Amazon warehouses. And I think we have to recognize that the growth of Amazon during the pandemic came off the backs of workers in many respects. The grueling working conditions, unrealistic productivity targets, surveillance, and a refusal to recognize or engage with unions unless absolutely forced. Governments need to be on the side of workers and force Amazon to improve working conditions and respect unions.
Global labor news from Radio Labor, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For the latest labor events, check out our labor calendar at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1950, the Salt of the Earth strike began, when the mostly Mexican-American members of the Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers Union, Local 890 in Bayard, New Mexico, walked off the job. Strikers' wives walked picket lines for 7 months when their men were enjoined during the 14-month strike against the New Jersey Zinc Company. Today's labor quote is by A. Philip Randolph, who said, "Justice is never given. It is exacted, and the struggle must be continuous, for freedom is never a final fact, but a continuing, evolving process to higher and higher levels of human, social, economic, political, and religious relationship." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. Please support Union City Radio by pledging your financial support now. Call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 or pledge online at wpfwfm.org. Click on Donate Now. Thank you.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Oh, yeah, the union,
oh, the union.
Will be.